First off, there's no real plot line, but there is lots and lots of music. Born through a party
in the county jail. Yeah, music wall to wall. I mean, there's definitely a small story. It's basically reminiscing about the past.
Christopher Rodriguez directs and choreographs Smokey Joe Cafe.
Smokey Joe's Cafe is a 1950s and 60s musical review, and it's dedicated to celebrating the songs of Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller.
You may not know the names Lieber and Stoller, but I suspect you know their music.
Love Potion Number 9. Love Potion Number 9, Yakety Yak, Jailhouse Rock, Hound Dog. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. And they wrote for several famous performers, Elvis Presley, the Drifters, the Coasters.
Now, is this the first time the Woodlawn's done this kind of thing?
It definitely is. It's our first musical review. But we wanted to change it up a little bit and give our audiences a wider variety of what musical theater has to offer.
And tell me about how the music is produced.
It's a cast of 10 people, singers and dancers. We have a live band that's featured on stage. There's dance numbers, singing numbers, big group numbers. So a lot of variety in the show.
As to the production specifics, Rodriguez details them here.
Playing at the Woodlawn Theater. We open this Friday and we run through September 15th. We have shows Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30 and Sundays at 3 p.m.
We've more on Smokey Joe's Cafe at tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.